Hiya Shavuot Tov to everybody. So we begin Parshas Ekev. Rishon of Ekev, of course, it's an absolutely stirring conclusion. V'achalta v'savata v'rachta v'shashem avokecha ala ratzah tova asher nasan lach. The Ramban notes, it's a mitzvah saseh. B'chol makom, so v'tamo, you have to read the pasuk, is v'achalta v'savata u'v'rachta es Hashem Elokecha, ve'al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach. That they're really two different dinim. One of them is that Kadosh Baruch Hu sustains us no matter what. That's Birkas Hazan. Hazan is ha'olam kulo b'tuvo, b'chein b'chesed v'rachamim. And then, ve'al ha'aretz ha'tova. That's the way that the bracha is set up, right? We have Birkas Hamazon, Yoshua Benun was metakin Birkas Ha'aretz, nodelecha Hashem Elokeinu, al ha'aretz. So that, of course, follows beautifully with what the Ramban is saying, is ready mefurish bikra, v'chalta v'savata u'v'rachta s'Hashem Elokecha, pause, v'al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach, v'birkas ha'aretz should come a second. Okay, very good. So that I think it makes a great deal of sense. It also makes sense in terms of the presentation that it would be given to the Dor HaMidbar. These are, you know, people that, of course, as Aliyah describes, Vayachalcha Samana Sherli Adatav Liyadur Avosecha, right? Laman Hodiacha Kilo Alechon Levado Yechia Adam Ki Akom Motsa Pi Hashem Yechia Adam. It makes sense to say that there's an element which is reserved for Eretz Israel, but Meidach is an element of recognizing the sustenance of Hashem Bechol Makom Uvechol Zman. Okay, Hayara number two, the Aliyah just, you know, has what Rashi says is a source of really, maschov mitzvah amrim lo gemor, and in particular, the person who is zocha to be gomer es ha-mitzvah, right, nikra al yado. So we have the example, the words in the chumash are kol ha-mitzvah, right, the drasha is, right, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, the mitzvah kula has to be done. Asher anochi mitzvah chayom, moso tishmon la'asos, l'man tuchiyun uvasam v'yishtem es ha-aret. So this idea of kol ha-mitzvah, and in particular, maschov mitzvah amrim lo gemor, takes on a small amount of poignancy in light of Chazal's most famous drasha about it. What is it? The Vaikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo, that Moshe, right, alone engaged the mitzvah of being Mekayim, the promise to Yosef. Right, Vaikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo. But when the Kavura actually takes place, as recorded in Sefer Yoshua, it says that B'nai Yisrael recover the Atzmos Yosef in Shechem, of all places, right? And there's not a reference to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu carried them, you know, for 40 years. So what happened to that? That's the Raya, that the mitzvah is Nikres, Almi Shegomra. Now, that is fascinating in isolation, because, you know, typically we would say, I don't know, we should tell the history of the mitzvah, and, you know, this one got it, you know, from point A to point B, and this one got it from point B to point C, this one got it from point C to point D. So I think it's like a chiddush in its own right, but I think the real point to focus on here is that it's Moshe Rabbeinu himself is saying this. Kol ha-mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu, who undoubtedly, begavra, felt very acutely this issue, right? He got them out of Mitzrayim, forget about the Atzmos Yosef for a second, as important as those were, but he got the entire generation out of Mitzrayim, but he wasn't going to be, you know, Omrim lo gemor, that would be Yoshua ben Nun. Ki hu yanchilo samis ha'aretz asher tireh. So, you know, once again, you see the kind of the greatness of Moshe in this respect. It's so typical in life for people. You know, the things that, you know, let's say are more difficult for us because they highlight maybe a certain aspect that we struggle with or we weren't able to live up to, even if it's beyond our control, to emphasize other things. Now here, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, Kol HaMitzvah, according to Chazal, right, Maschav Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor, the importance of finishing something. So it's like Moshe Rabbeinu's valedictory address over here was edited for, you know, personal aggrandizement. Lehefech, ulehefech, adarabba, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu is trying, right, to communicate to Klal Yisrael that what's going on here, in terms of his not being able to enter Eretz Yisrael or being the one to be maybe them into Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't shy away, according to Chazal, from, you know, the fact that in some sense a job unfinished is a job undone, and the mitzvah is always nikre salmisha gomra, you know, and that's an important lesson. And the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's teaching us this and highlighting this is just this ultimate tribute to his character, That he isn't saying, look, you know, Yoshua, he comes in, you know, and I already got the ball down to the 1 yard line over here. So you want to give him credit? You can, but let's all be honest. You know, I took you out of Zavadim out of Egypt when everything was hopeless and there was Kriyas Yamsuf and then there was a Cheda Egel. So, you know, let's be honest here. It's like, you know, Lahavdil Alef Alfei Havdalos, if you know, you have somebody who drafts all the players and he takes a team from, you know, last place to first place and, you know, they go to the Super Bowl and they lose in the fourth quarter and the next year some new coach comes in and they win the Super Bowl, says, you know, I'm a Gavir Rabba. So, you know, clearly we would say, yeah, you know, did you build this roster? Did you have the team position? Of course not. But Moshe Rabbeinu is taking the opposite perspective. Moshe is saying that the job isn't finished, the job undone. He's not hiding from this. And even within that, you see the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu.